You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But let's turn our attention to yet another city. And this afternoon, we're joined by Louise Whitworth, the deputy editor of Johannesburg In Your Pocket. As we know, people and products are brands, and this concept can also strongly apply to cities as well. And we saw in the early 2000s, many cities recognizing the importance of developing a brand image, increasing the potential to attract residents, bolster business, and also boost tourism. And when a city is able to create a brand for itself, they're then also able to implement place branding. There's just so much more that becomes possible. Earlier I was asking about, imagine walking around and seeing people in I Love Joburg t-shirts or PTA Idese, you know, to use Spitori. There's so many opportunities that can flow from that. But obviously, it starts with creating great and better cities. And within the last decade or so, we've seen many cities make drastic moves to overhaul the brands that they had previously to kind of help stimulate investment and growth. So what about our cities in South Africa? Which municipalities or cities in your mind are well branded in your view and just fantastic cities to be in and to visit? So we've got Louise, who is part of a team that are advocating for better city experiences, which is also part of kind of helping to position and build spaces like cities. Louise, good afternoon. Thank you for your time. Looking forward to your insights.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So let's look at Joburg for a moment. What goes into selling a city? What have you learned over the years of doing this?
If I can say, it's been quite a long journey. So we started Johannesburg In Your Pocket in 2013. Mm. And I don't think at that time anybody believed that there was any kind of tourism products in the city, really. You know, it was you fly in and you go out to go to the Kruger Park. So at the beginning, we were, you know, kind of really focused on trying to find what was unique about the city. Mm. And we were putting it into these tourist magazines. But then as time went on, what we realized was that it was local people were following and using this information the most, because the Joburgers themselves didn't really know. You know, there was kind of an attitude of there's nothing to do in Joburg, nothing to see. Mm. So when we realized that, that was a big change for us, and really thinking if we want to sell Joburg as an interesting place for international tourists, then the Joburgers also have to think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have to buy into it before anybody else, because I think that would then make us better ambassadors. So when you went through this process, how has it made the city better in your view? What kind of things have come of it that have been of benefit or that are of that are benefiting the residents in the city?
I do like to think about it in that way, that we've really grown an audience who, you know, they'd sort of take our recommendations to heart and, you know, lose a bit of that fear and gain a bit of that excitement. Mm. So, I mean, the one example that sort of came into my head is this place, Victoria Yards. It's in the east.
Yes.
Near Nando's headquarters. So when they were launching, I think it was like 2018, we were working with them. You know, and they were kind of like, can you write about us and share what we're doing? And at first people were like, I don't know, I want to go to that area. What's this place? I'm a bit scared. And through sort of reframing what it is and reminding people that it's about small businesses and people who make stuff and who give a unique identity, it's worth to go there. And then now I would say that place is quite famous and people are not afraid of it. It's quite almost chichi, you know, except for the jean maker is based there, for example. Mm. Other fashion designers. But yeah, it's like opening, I think the thing that we've done is kind of opening the door for people, like giving them a little bit of that confidence that there is something else to do and you're going to like it when you get there. It's just, it's definitely a nature of trust. Mm-hmm. It's a build up of trust over several years that everything we recommend, we've been there ourselves, we've done it ourselves. The opinions are ours. Yeah.
Right. So it builds, it builds trust, and that can also translate to better trust within society. And I think a visitor would be able to experience or will be able to pick that up.
Say again?
I'm saying a visitor would be able to pick it up, to pick up the fact that this is a community that has trust.
Yeah. And this is the other thing with visitors that, you know, they can be kind of, so in 2019, so it was before, you know, all the COVID happened and we had to stop doing it, but we decided to start this concierge walk series. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we were working a lot with hotels and we were providing them magazines and these kind of district guides. And then we suddenly realized the people who work in the hotels, they didn't know this stuff themselves. They hadn't been to those places in their area. And we even sent a trainee to kind of mystery shop them, pretend to be a tourist who wanted to walk from the hotel to a nearby attraction. And they simply did not know what the attraction was. And they'd get on Google and then they'd be trying to give a direction or they'd say, oh, wait for our shuttle bus. And, you know, it'd be two blocks away. Mm. And then that's where we thought, okay, no, these are like our kind of frontline promoters of the city. They need to be included.
Mm.
They can't just be, you know, coming in on the bus, sitting at the desk, and they leave Sandton. They don't get to go and experience and know what the restaurants are and go up on the rooftop and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Yeah. I can't tell you how many examples come to mind of frontline staff that facilitate an experience and yet have never had the experience. One of the national parks, in fact, we were just making brief inquiries about a particular hike and no one could tell us about it except for what was in the brochure. So I think that's a really good point, because then you're better able to advise and you're better able to sell to travelers, local or international. But how do you ensure that you're as inclusive as possible in how you sell the city? Who and what is the selling point, and that it is as inclusive as possible?
Yeah, well, this is always our sort of, you know, daily, weekly editorial kind of meeting challenge, that, you know, there are a lot of our readers who are, you know, kind of well off and middle class, and they love the arts and they're kind of patrons of jazz, and, you know, they'll spend a lot of money to go to a Nyrock sculpture park. But you also want to be, you know, uplifting and helping the access of people, you know, students, the kind of cool younger crowd who are more adventurous and kind of like more diverse activities. So, yeah, it's really, I mean, I can tell you now, so every Thursday we sort of put a newsletter guide. We send it out on an email. And then I'm looking at it now because I have to send it tomorrow. And it's totally a mix. You know, a restaurant in Sandton and this new artworks in Newtown, the Fête de la Musique, Four Seasons. You've got to respect to have a mix.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way to make it inclusive, rather than just saying the city is only for the people who have money or only for the people who want edgy stuff.
Yes, precisely. And then the other thing that I'm really curious about is the kind of consequences of neighborhood walking, because we have such a built environment, a really strong car culture, a really strong mall culture. And that can often mean very little walking by more people in and around a community. So what have you discovered about this being a marker of a really great city?
Yeah, I mean, this was something we really, really occurred to us about 2 years ago when we decided to start making maps, area maps.
Mm-hmm.
People were asking, you know, can I have a map of like this sort of district? And we worked on it. And then some of the areas was like, there's no point to have this map of Bryanston. I mean, no one can walk around Bryanston. It's, you know, it's kind of the sleeper suburb where you're staying. So we started with Rosebank. Now we have a good partnership with Rosebank. And we've helped them with various different activations. But it all started with this map. And basically, I was walking every street of that neighborhood, mapping it. What's on every corner? What are the distances between the places? And then working, you know, with the security guards, we did a training with them. on this map and on the places that were around, which was sponsored by the Rosebank Management District, because, you know, it became clear that Rosebank would sort of rise to be this most popular neighbourhood because it's outdoors, pavement dining, pedestrianised streets. There's actually not many places in Joburg that have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea with these maps, which they're kind of on the street in front of the Hartring, they're sort of big wayfinding maps, was to sort of remind people you can get from, you know, 5 blocks down, walk the whole way under Jekka and the trees. It'll be quite safe because there's lots of security guards. You'll know where you're going. Yeah.
Mm.
It's definitely an unusual, felt like an unusual thing for Johannesburg. You know, this car culture is extremely heavy, but, I mean, you even see it in Sandton too, I think, that they trying, not easy because of how the environment there has been built, but trying to open things out a little bit more onto the street is the direction.
Yeah, Louise, thank you very much. Thanks for sharing those insights. That's Louise Whitworth, the deputy editor of Johannesburg in Your Pocket. So we need to believe ourselves first. We need to be the champions and ambassadors of our own cities before, international travelers or before we can sell it successfully to anybody else. And that means experiencing our cities. So go to inyourpocket.com/Joburg, or rather Johannesburg, the full name, Johannesburg. That's where you can see all the things that they have curated that you can do and fall in love with about Johannesburg.